Good day, I'm Andolan Chick, and thank you for tuning in to Anon Influence again. In this episode, we're in conversation with Kinsani Nkombo, brand manager at Castle Milkstout. An award-winning marketer, Kinsani is a marketing professional driven to elevate the building of brands with a purpose, brands that challenge the status quo and make a real difference in the world. We chat about the importance of shared values when choosing influencers for campaigns, the fact that brands need to see its influencers as part of the marketing team, the benefits of always-on campaigns, how brands with a clear purpose are so much more successful these days, and the impact of consistent marketing efforts on a brand's bottom line. Enjoy.
This podcast series has been made possible through an exclusive sponsorship from SA's number one nano influencer platform, The Salt. Most brands have a communication line to their existing customers, but do not have a way to get them to have additional positive brand conversations. The Salt solved the problem by identifying brand fans and getting them to talk more about their positive brand experiences. The Salt have a database of over 230,000 registered brand fans and in-depth information on each to perfectly match an influencer to your brand. Reach out to them today and see what they can do for you.
Good morning, Kinsani, and thank you so much for joining us on Anon Influence today. I think it's going to be a very cool conversation. I think our listeners are going to learn a lot, so thank you. Before we get into our chat, can you please tell us more about who you are and really what your core roles and responsibilities are at Castle Milkstout?
Good morning, Anne. I'm super, super excited, to be chatting to you today. I do think we're also going to have a lot of fun. Just a little bit about my role at Castle Milkstout. So I'm currently the brand manager of Castle Milkstout. So I look after the entire Castle Milkstout stable, from strategy to, brand planning, to leading, co-creative ideas with my creative agencies, to even, supply as well and product development. So, it's quite a big portfolio, but super exciting and super fulfilling, to work on this brand.
Sure, that's a lot of things that you do. So now I'm even more excited because you have like a 360 view of everything that goes on.
Yeah, no, I mean, this brand has been amazing for me. I've got, a lot of learnings and growth, from it. So it's really, really cool to work on such a brand.
Amazing. So let's get into it. Obviously, today we are talking influence marketing. And we know that Castle as a brand and our Castle Milkstout has also kind of ventured into that space and doing really cool things. But for me, I always ask my guests this question, like, what was your first kind of dealings with influence marketing in your career? When was that? What did that look like?
Yeah, so I think about, let's say 2-3 years ago, when I really started interacting within, the marketing landscape, I think, I walked in with blinkers, in my eye. And, I thought, influencer marketing is all about, the biggest celebrity, the loudest voice. And, I really went in to marketing, with that view, right? And it was all about, get me the biggest name, get me, the person that speaks, the loudest, the person with the biggest reach. And I think little did I know, as I developed and grew within my career, that there's actually so much more to it, we see now, consumers are so much more smarter, and they're so much more intelligent. I mean, we know we're consumers ourselves of certain brands, right? And you see that consumers do make very well informed decisions around the brands that they interact with, and they're actually demanding more from brands. So I think it's been an amazing journey, but also an eye-opening one, one that's really taught me quite a lot.
So it's very interesting that you say, like, you went into marketing thinking influence marketing, big celebs, big names, because that's almost what every single guest says. They were like, it's all about that celebrity endorsement. You just want the million followers because that's going to do the trick. But I love that you also then brought it back. You've learned that, no, customers and consumers are so much smarter these days. And I think it's because we've got access to a whole internet. We're not just in our little bubbles anymore. So we educate ourselves all the time. And I think we're so skeptical about brands these days. Like, if a brand tells me I'm the bomb, obviously you're going to say that.
Yes. I mean, no, nobody really says, no, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not the greatest product. So all brands, are going to shout, and really rave about, you know, their product offering. But I mean, influencers research these things, right? And they call brands out, you know, on their claims. So it's really important that, you know, our brands show up extremely authentic and real, because, you know, it does get picked up by our consumers.
Absolutely. And that's so important, because we've seen, and not just like the, like you say, the big influencers, but just everyday people who consume your product. The moment you do something that's a little bit off brand or something that doesn't sit well with them, they will call you out on social media, and that Twitter mob will come for you, and they are really
ruthless. I mean, shoot. Yeah, Twitter is a whole monster on its own and another conversation on its own, but definitely extremely ruthless. And you know, something that brands should be cognizant of.
Absolutely. And I think I had this conversation with someone the other day. One of the key objectives for a campaign was to trend on Twitter. And I'm like, sure, we can trend on Twitter, but it depends on how you want to trend. Because we can make you trend. but I also feel like that's such an outdated way of measuring success as well. Because if you go through hashtags that's trending, half the time it's just literally empty tweets, just as hashtagging, or it's completely different. They're hopping. I know you've probably seen that people jump on a trending hashtag and they just promote their own things. And I'm like, can't do that. And then obviously, like you said, the flip side, if you've done something in a campaign, I'm not going to mention it, there was a campaign a couple of years ago, we did a whole podcast on it, where it was just the most ridiculous campaign that didn't align to influencers' values. It was actually just stupid. And people were like, why are they doing this? This makes no sense. Why are these influencers into this? And they even went us back. They found the brief that was sent to influencers and posted that on Twitter. And I was just like, guys, we need to avoid all of this by just like someone like yourself, who's a strategist in marketing, someone like myself, who's a strategist in influence marketing. Let's just do a bit of research.
100%. I mean, I've been also subject to that thinking, right, around all I want to do is trend. And, you know, I thought that's how I'm going to measure my campaign. That's how I'm going to measure the success of my campaign. But I think, you know, the big learning is, you know, trending doesn't mean success, right? It's putting a bunch of people together to speak about your campaign. And it's not really extremely hard these days, you know, to get a trend. And I mean, also realizing that Twitter doesn't represent, you know, the entire market or consumer base that you're actually targeting, right? So it's such a small niche of people with, you know, their own, you know, views and opinions around what it is that you're trying to say and relay. So it actually doesn't really, it's not a true representation of, you know, the success of a brand campaign or the failure thereof.
And you said something so poignant there, that Twitter is not a true representation of the consumer base, because actually in South Africa, Twitter is something like fourth or fifth on like the most popular platforms that's been used. It's something like 3% of all internet users or social media users in South Africa use it. So that's tiny.
Yeah, true. I must agree with you.
So considering from the days that you did your first ever influencer campaign in your career, how has your kind of perception of influencer marketing shifted? I know you said you've obviously learned that it's more about authentic influencer. It's not always about that big number, but did you have another little mind shift about what it can do for your brand?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, actually fairly recently, I started, you know, really researching, brand impact, if I can even call it that, right? So the brands that make, you know, the biggest impact, the brands that, you know, are the closest to their consumers. And I think, you know, when I started looking at that, that's actually, you know, what really changed my view around influencer marketing. I even discovered the difference between actually influencer marketing and influencer advertising, right? And, you know, sometimes you look at that thing that is the same thing, but it really isn't, right? And I think for me, you know, there was influencer advertising, which is what I was, you know, predominantly focused on when I joined the industry, right? Which was, you know, that once off big, you know, influencer with the biggest following, and you know, they just like, oh, here's Castle Mustard, I am drinking it now, which is completely, you know, what we don't really want, you know, because I mean the impact of that, you know, can really be questionable, right? However, you know, when it comes to really influencer marketing, it's really forming a relationship with, you know, the people that actually interact with your brand, right? And your influencers, and they become, you know, almost part of, you know, your brand family. You bring them in to also believe in your brand. And I think, you know, I actually did, actually 2 days ago, you know, I had an immersion session with my influencers, because I thought, you know, a lot of times we bring in, you know, influencers into our brands, but they actually really don't know what our brands are about, yeah. You know? And I think for me, it was important to make sure that, you know, I work with people who share the same passion and love around the brand that I'm working on. I think Castle Mustard is a brand that has such a strong brand purpose, right? You know, we really want to inspire Africans to discover their traditions and values in a modern world. And I think, you know, it's very important that whoever we bring, you know, to represent the brand is in full understanding of that and actually shares the same passion, right? And it's not something that we put up for show. It's not something, you know, to convince people, but, you know, it's really about engaging people that actually also believe in our brand ethos, right? And I think that was the hugest learning for me. And I think it's twice now that I've done it this way, and I've seen amazing results. And you know, a completely different view of, you know, the power of influencer marketing.
No, exactly. And I'm so happy that you do that, because I think it's always, they are part of your marketing team at the end of the day. And if they don't have the insights that you have, how can they actually represent your brand properly on their platforms? And then I love that you're also aligning influencers with your values, because that also brings in that authenticity. It doesn't matter how big or small they are brand fans, they know what's happening, they consume your brand, and at the end of the day, they'll live your brand values as well when they're not on social media, and probably have a Castle Mustard when they're out with their friends, and they're just kind of perpetuating. You're doing that on social media, now you're doing it in real life. So wow, you actually really believe in this product.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, I mean, also, you know, if you kind of look at it, our influencers are, you know, the consumers that we're trying to reach, right? So for me, you know, when I had that immersion session, it was also, you know, a good look to kind of validate, you know, whether we're on the right path or not, right? Because, you know, we put them in a room, we really, you know, started talking about, you know, our brand purpose and some of the work that we've done. And to see that room light up, you know, to see, you know, these individuals really believe in, you know, the brand story that we're trying to tell is kind of extremely validating around, you know, the work that we do as the Castle Mustard brand. And I really think, you know, this is something that, you know, a lot of brands miss. They don't view it in this way, right? And it just goes back to, you know, looking at influencer marketing and advertising as two completely different things. And, you know, it depends, I suppose, on what you want to achieve as a brand. But I think authenticity will always get you further, you know, than reach actually, you know, as a brand.
I completely agree with that. And I love that you have such a fresh outlook on it, because to your point, a lot of brands see it as a tactic instead of like a full-fledged marketing channel that should be always on, like your TVCs and your billboards. It's you should really have them on a continuous basis, whether it's big or small, or they're coming with peaks, but it is that consistency and authenticity at the end of the day that's going to make an impact on the brand.
100%. I couldn't agree more.
Hashtag no filter. That's how this podcast is delivering real down-to-earth stories told by real people. For an influencer campaign that takes brand conversation to everyday real-life situations, go check out thesalt.co.za. They are the undisputed experts in real influencer marketing.
So that's a perfect segue into me asking you about your latest Castle Mustard campaigns, which we've seen done really, really well. So if you can give us a little bit of background and just kind of why did you go with influencer marketing for this and not something else?
Oh my gosh, this one is an extremely exciting one. We actually, so this campaign that I'm going to tell you about is called Ancestors Day, right? So I previously mentioned, our brand purpose being around, inspiring, our consumers around celebrating their culture and really who they are. And last year, we actually began this journey. We found an insight around, the fact that African spirituality isn't really recognized, right? We have Christmas, we have Diwali, we have Eid, and with Castle Milkstout, because we always advocate, for African culture and we want to celebrate it, we thought, actually, let's challenge this, right? And we started this campaign last year, and it was literally influencer strategy, right? And when we started it, we launched the conversation on social media, but with the help of our influencers, we got the message out there, right? And this was massive, right? This conversation actually grew organically. But I think, interesting. So we'll say the good and the bad here, because we're all about honesty. But in interesting, I mean, enough, there were different views about the campaign, right? So we were challenged a lot around, why an Ancestors Day, why even the date that we set out, etc. But what was extremely exciting is, to see the interest around this topic and how it really peaked. And then this year, we did the same campaign again, and geez, massive, massive, massive growth, right? I was actually helped by The Salt, which you obviously know. And we employed, an influencer strategy, and I think this time I went to it, with a different approach. So last year it was just reach, get me out there, get the message out there, let's just spread it, and then this year it was around, educating. It was about, authenticity. It was about, really making an impact and engaging with each other, right? Last year it was more seen as, a fight, right? It was an us versus them, right? But really, we had to, bring ourselves back as a brand and say, actually, it's important for us to, encourage South Africans to really learn about each other and realize that there's a space for everyone, right? And actually what you think isn't relevant to you actually is. And I think, with the use of, or with the help rather, of our influencers, I think we're able to, educate people so much more. The negative sentiments, that we experienced last year, which was actually around 20%, which is relatively high, for a campaign, went all the way down to 3%, this year, which is amazing, right? Our brand mentions grew exponentially, and really even our impressions, I mean, we had a 300% growth, exactly, right? How does that even happen, versus last year on impressions? So, I mean, you can see, the success of, using, real authentic people in our campaigns, people that believe in, the work that we do, people that actually also have the knowledge, right? What I asked for this year was, people who understood, ancestry, understood, African spirituality, people who were also credible to speak around it. And, that's what, made the biggest difference for us.
So for me, listening to you, obviously that was an amazing campaign. I also watched it unfolding. It was wonderful. But for me, what you really said now was also like you looked at the data from last year and what you could improve on, and that's what you've done, and you could see the results from that.
100%. I think, we really employed like a strategic approach, right? And it's really important as brands to evaluate yourself against. And I mean, we were lucky enough to be able to have, sort of a measurement matrix, right? We could look at last year and base, our strategy for this year based on the learnings from last year. And I think, having done that, resulted in, us achieving even greater results for this campaign. I mean, it's huge. We're well underway to having even engagements with the government who's shown
Amazing.
great interest in what we're saying. Yeah, so I mean, we had the government really interested. This year we actually intentionally engaged. We started last year as well. well. But this year we really engaged the government around this, you know, because we really, I mean, Castle Milkstart, we want to, you know, we're very purposeful around the work that we do, right? And it's not just, you know, these one hit wonder type of campaigns, but really, you know, we live out, you know, our brand ethos and our purpose. And, you know, we engaged with the government this year. They were actually a part of Ancestors Day this year. You know, they spoke, you know, on our platforms on Ancestors Day. And, you know, ultimately, we really created an environment where, you know, our consumers could enjoy and we could come as a collective and teach each other, you know, that there's a space for everyone. And actually, it's all relevant to everyone, right? So amazing, amazing results. And it's an amazing campaign. And I'm super excited to see, you know, how it will grow year on year.
Yeah. And I also love that you're saying it's not like a one-off thing that you guys are doing. Like, you started last year, and for me, it makes completely sense that you started last year with reach and awareness because it was new. And then you evolved it this year to get more people involved and get that engagement going. You even got government involved. And I'm sure that you're going to do this every year. So it becomes like an institution. Everyone's like, it's Castle Milkstart Ancestors Day. Let's do this, you know?
100%, right? And I think, I mean, it's interesting. I guess each brand has a different strategy, right? But I think we brands often get into this space of we need to recreate something new every single time, right? And I think what that does is, you know, we fill ourselves up, you know, with a lot of different activities, and we actually even confuse a lot of our consumers, and they don't know, because one day we're talking about this and the next we're talking about that, right? But I think this speaks to, you know, the ethos of how brands actually grow, right? And, you know, part of that is being consistent. Part of that, you know, is, you know, sharing knowledge and being subject matter experts on, you know, the purpose that the brand is built, you know, around. So, yeah.
I suppose it is having those values very clearly defined as a brand and making sure that it is your true north or your North Star, that everything you do just kind of ties back to that. So that, yes, I've seen it as well. Brands doing very different things in one year, and you're like, oh boy, who are you speaking to? What are you trying to achieve? With you guys, I've seen this consistently. You have one voice, one value, one set of objectives that you want to get out, and it's really paying off. It's that focus.
It really is. And again, bringing it back to, you know, our influencers, then, you know, you do begin, you know, having that family, right? That even if, you know, it's not even an influencer-focused strategy, but they do, you know, add their voices, you know, in every single thing that we do, because it really speaks to, you know, stuff that they know about, and they really feel, you know, a part of or an extension of, you know, the brand in its entirety. So it is about creating that family as a brand.
And I think that's important because they bring a little bit of themselves into it, so that authenticity also plays out. And every single person has a different story or a different angle on what you're trying to achieve. And while you're still landing the same messaging and they're living the same values, it's just different perspectives, which also makes it interesting for consumers when they see it to engage with. Which is amazing.
100%. And I think, I mean, it also gives, you know, them the opportunity to share learnings, us the opportunity to learn as well. You know, there's so many insights that we got, you know, from our influencers alone, right? Like you say, they all got stories of their own. You know, they've all got experiences of their own. And, you know, it's really exciting and interesting for us to engage them and also find out, you know, about their various stories. We've actually, you know, in some instances, has adopted some of our influencers to tell the stories, you know, and really put them on our brand platforms, you know, where we felt like actually, you know, under normal circumstances, no one would really see you. But, you know, we really feel like, you know, your story is an important one to tell. And as Castle Milkstart, you know, we've really taken some of our influencers and really put them under our wing and, you know, ensured that their stories get out there.
I love that. It's like they're helping you, but you're also helping them because you've got a massive platform. It's like kind of growing together.
And 100%.
Then as a marketer, I always find influence marketing so interesting as well, because at the end of the day, it's not just obviously results and KPIs and all of that is amazing. You have to measure everything. We know that.
Everything. Yes.
For you, it's also nice to look at the different influences and see what kind of tactics made the biggest impact? Like for you, that must also show you what resonates with your target audience so much more than other things, maybe, and then adopting that into your other strategies as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we spoke just now, right, around, you know, how we always look at, you know, the fictitious numbers and benchmark that against, you know, the success of our campaigns. But really, I think, you know, having a look at impact and having a look at, you know, engagement and, you know, how your messaging has resonated, you know, with consumers and how even some of, you know, the messaging that our influencers are putting out there has resonated, you know, with some of our consumers is amazing. You know, that for us is the biggest learning. And it's actually, you know, sometimes it leads us onto, you know, a better path. I mentioned, you know, that, you know, last year we realized that actually, you know, people who were challenging us around, you know, why an Ancestors Day actually didn't understand, you know, what ancestry means. But I mean, you know, we had to say this year, actually, it's relevant, no matter what race or, you know, no matter what religion you believe in, ancestors at the end of the day, if you look at, you know, the dictionary definition of it, you know, it's people that lived before us, you know, it's our grandparents, our great grandparents. And yes, people have different views of how, you know, they celebrate and acknowledge their ancestors. But we all we all come from a bloodline, right? And you know, it brought us back to that point to say, but why are we, you know, opposing this, you know? And that showed us, you know, the lack of knowledge. And that's why we changed the strategy this year to be more educational, to say, you know, maybe that's where we start, right? And that was purely, you know, as a result of the engagement that we saw, you know, when our influencers started speaking about it and what people were responding to and asking questions about and even opposing.
No, exactly. And I think that is so informative. And like you say, last year you saw the data, people didn't understand it. And this year we educated them, so now they do. And then next year you can move on to something else that would just be
100%.
So much because now people understand what it's about, which is amazing. Hmm.
Yeah, 100%.
So I want to say a bit of your thoughts. You did mention that the salt helped you, obviously, on this last campaign. What are your thoughts of actually kind of asking a specialist agency to assist you with this or with influence marketing specifically rather than doing it in-house? What's those benefits or what have you experienced as the benefits?
So, and I am an avid believer, like I'm sold, right? Because I think it's made such a big difference. I think, you know, when you, you know, engage in an agency of this manner, you know, they're the subject matter experts. You know, I was able to get access to the right people. You know, what I love about the salt is how it's all data led, right? I can measure, you know, the impact of my influencers and what they're really doing, right? I can measure, you know, the performance of my campaigns per influencer, right? And I think I've never had access to that before. And it was kind of a frustration of mine, right? Because again, it's spoke to, you know, when we report on, you know, the success of our campaigns, is it, you know, true? Is it real results? Is it showing me, you know, the direction that I should be going on? But, you know, with the salt, I was able to, you know, really measure and see, you know, exactly how my campaign is performing, exactly what people are saying about it. And exactly, you know, I was able to actually even take that data and use it to forecast, you know, what I would do next time, you know, in a better way. So I'm an avid believer in that. I think alone as a brand, you know, even if it was just internal, I would never have access to, you know, that data. I would also never have access to, you know, a diverse audience like I do. You know, I was able to even handpick, you know, some of my influencers and really find people that align and believe in my brand already, right? Which made things so much more easier.
That's amazing. And I'm always saying, you know, if you're not an expert, please get an expert to do it for you. Saves you time, saves you the headache. And like you said,
saves you time.
headaches. And also, like you were saying, the salt's got such a big database that they could overlay your requirements with what they have on the system, which is like thousands and thousands and thousands of influencers. And they could literally go, these are Milk Start fans already. They align
100%.
With your values and say, can sign a user list. who do you want on this campaign, which is amazing.
Yeah. And I think what was also amazing is, you know, the authenticity of it all, right? It's not like, you know, influencers jump from one brand to the next and the next and the next. And, you know, it really starts getting cluttered, right? But what's amazing about this is, you know, we could actually look at, you know, who these influencers have engaged or what brands they've engaged with, you know, within a certain period of time. And, you know, really find, you know, people that would show up, you know, for my brand in an authentic way. And not seem like, you know, okay, you know, I'm just doing this and I'm going back to that whole influencer advertising notion, right? You know, we really, you know, partnered with people that we knew would add that credibility, authenticity, mm-hmm. and really speak their truth, right? And it's not just about, you know, because I mean, it is like that with influencers, right? It is also, you know, an income stream for them as well. And it does get easy for them to jump from one brand to the next. But with this tool, I was able to choose, you know, people that could authentically show up for my brand specifically without me having to worry that actually, you know, they also speak on a competitor brand, which is kind of, you know, different from my brand ethos or whatever, you know. So I think that was extremely important for me at that stage and the stage still, actually.
Yeah, look, they've been doing it for years and years and years. So they know exactly what they're doing. And I'm so glad you had a positive experience for them.
Yeah, no, I 100%. And like I say, I'm sold. Like, I think it's going to be very hard for me to go back and you know, take this upon myself to find, you know, people that can, you know, speak around my brand. I think this has, you know, really simplified my life as a brand manager. And I'm super excited to be able to see the impact of it all.
Amazing. So, Kansani, that unfortunately brings us to the end of our chat, but this has been so informative, and thank you for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with all of us. I'm sure we've all learned a lot. I certainly have. Mm-hmm. So is there anything you would like to say in closing, and maybe also tell people where they can find you on LinkedIn, maybe to see what Castle Milk Stout's up to?
Yeah, I think in closing, I mean, you know, finding brands and working with brands with a clear purpose, I think makes all the difference. And I think, you know, once you know what your purpose is, you also know who to bring into your brand family. And I think, you know, it's like I keep on saying, you know, it's really important for brands to start showing up authentically. You know, we are all consumers in some way or another. And, you know, it's important for, you know, brands to actually make real differences and real changes in the world, right? You know, to be brands that, you know, make the world a better place. And I think, you know, it really starts with, you know, identifying a clear brand purpose, and that really makes your strategy so much easier. And where people can find me, I mean, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. A little influencer. I'm kidding, I'm not an influencer at all. But yeah, Kansani, I think _44. And then, yeah, on all Castle Milk Stout platforms as well, I'm constantly looking at our DMs as well. I'm constantly also engaging with our consumers personally. And yeah, I think super, super exciting. Please, I think, look out for, you know, for the Castle Milk Stout brand. It's an amazing brand with an amazing story to tell. And I think, you know, I'd really encourage people to follow this brand. It's a big one, and one I'm super passionate about.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll speak again soon next year after your next campaign.
Thank you so much for having me, Anne. This has been amazing.
This podcast series has been made possible by The Salt, the influencer company that turns influence into affluence. In the same way that information is presented in this podcast in a relatable and authentic way, The Salt gets your customers to tell their real brand stories to their community. Go to thesalt.co.za to learn more about how The Salt can help you grow your business.